underway. David Gilruth from the three. 25-30, 35 explodes midfield. A chance to return the opening kickoff for six. He'll take it to the house. 97 yards. David Gilruth, the senior from Minneapolis.
So our topic is college football this episode, but I want to point a couple things out before we get going here, okay? Big Rod Bear and the Baseball Show, usually me, Goose Bear, Big Rod, right?
Right.
We invited some special guests today.
And, avid listeners.
And I just want to say, a little disappointed. They showed up late, and they also forgot their mics. Yeah. And I told them that's the only thing I asked them to do. Yeah.
For the record, he didn't tell me.
I want to say Bear, so, you know, Bear being a new father.
Yep.
You know, Kaylee and Livy are here, so.
And the dogs.
Yeah. So Claire got home to an empty house, and he's like, probably I'm sitting asleep here, probably drinking by himself, which is very relaxing.
Nothing wrong with that.
When you're a new father, that's a good thing, so I have no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I had to give Brandon a hard time because he showed up about 10 minutes late, actually more than that, and forgot his headset, but. Let's welcome two of our biggest fans, Mr. Dan Pierce. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I can't be better. And old B-Dog Brandon Hausner. What's up, dude?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
You guys are losing your Big Rod Bear in the Basement Boys virginity tonight.
I am so stoked.
Yeah? Everything you ever dreamed of?
Pants are a little wet, but I'm all right.
How about you, Brandon? What do you think? First of all, what do you guys think of the man cave?
This is next to perfect, honestly. I guess there's
every
really
time I look
missing
at the AAF banners, I cry a little bit inside.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even see that.
You guys obviously listened to our show. Big Rod was very into the AAF. He actually wrote a lot of good articles, which sucks that it folded, but
all right, someday they'll be worth something.
Someday.
At least
that 8 months that they were a thing.
It wasn't even 8 months. It was
8 weeks, right?
So, something like that.
It was bad.
So if you need that Arizona Hot Shots pennant, call us.
How about that Birmingham Ironwood?
Oh, that is very, that's very nice. I'm keeping that.
Until they offer enough.
Yeah. Or they come back.
Okay.
Enter the XFL. All right, so we got this weekend way too early college football preview and predictions. We just kind of thought of it because we talked about the NBA for like the last three or four episodes.
I am so friggin' excited for football.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Everybody here, by the way, just for our listeners, everybody in this room was at one point all conference football player, correct? Including you, Big Rod?
Oh, he was all region and all district. Come on.
No, you have to ask.
You think that mullet right there was not all conference? Come on.
So we got a lot of solid football players in this room, former football players in this room.
Yes.
So that's why we kind of were like, well, we got the guests coming over. We got some solid new guys on the podcast. We got to talk about some football. So that's what we're going to do. That's why I put the old David Gilruth as the intro, because Dan, one of your quick hitting questions was, go ahead and you can take it away.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
He's still suffering from that 99 bananas.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay, he got a grab bag, and Dan got the 99 bananas.
Grab bag is the
scale of 1 to 10, how awful was that?
Well, I've had worse, so I'd give it a 9. 10, okay. 10's worse.
Actually, I grabbed it, but I played the old man card and said, I'm not taking this.
No, because it's bad.
And Dan literally took one for the team.
Like, if Big Rod had that, I think he's upstairs puking.
Probably, yeah.
You know, his guy's used to Bush Light, nothing but Bush Light. So.
Took me two swigs, so it wasn't, you know. All right.
Anyway.
My question, since we're talking about college football a little bit tonight, what is the most iconic moment in college football history?
And you can pick who you want to go first.
Gus, pick a number between 1 and 10.
6.
7.
Don.
Okay. Go ahead. Don, you're first.
All right, most memorable moment, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or right. Iconic, in your opinion. Yes.
Iconic, I would have to say seeing Alabama lose to Auburn when they were on that ridiculous streak, honestly, from returning the field goal, that was
the kick six.
I was saying that too.
Yeah. I just want to go on record. That is while it's probably one of the best moments in college football history, it's my saltiest moment. Mm-hmm. Because.
Oh, God, that's right.
I was working third shift when that shit happened, and these motherfuckers walked into the gas station at the time.
No, it was me and Bill.
I thought Big Rod was there too.
No.
No.
It's Jake, you just missed it. And I was like,
one of the greatest moments of all
time. And come to find out it was the kick six.
Yeah, because we were watching it live, and I'm like, I don't think you never want to lose with your special teams on the field.
And then, of course, Penrod then breaks it down later. He goes, you got a bunch of fat old linemen out there trying to cover the field. You can't do that. Yep. And sure
that was
shit.
Good.
Brandon sweats like an old lineman.
See,
it's bad.
he got out of a, what's your car?
Jeep Patriot.
What year?
Like a 2016.
So it's got AC is still working.
I was gonna say it's got great air conditioning.
His back was wet.
As
it
bubbles
like he just got out of the pond from Gordy's. Okay.
As Gage, I'm sorry. Greasy.
But me, because I was gonna do the kick six as well, but I did the David Gilreath. I was like, hey,
I will give it to you. That was the first
time a number one team had gone to and been in Camp Randall since like 13
years. Actually, the first time
they've
ever been there.
Ever.
Yeah.
Big Rod, what's yours?
Well, the thing is, I did a couple different angles. First of all, I'm old enough, Miracle on Ice, before.
I'm going quick, but before
Twitter and all those things, even though that was not broadcast live, when I got in the house, when I was done working, I watched it.
Even though it had already happened.
Right. Yeah. We didn't know. No one knew the results.
Right. Because you didn't have Twitter.
Which is great.
And so watching
or ESPN
that, the other thing was, again, I watched at that time, they didn't have it so late with the Pac-12. The bans on the field game was my college football one. I watched that one. Just crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I went high school-wise, Nagel's catch and run versus Lodi.
That was unbelievable.
He didn't even know what to do the football.
No, he didn't. Like, when he got in the end zone, he was like,
Do I spike it or do I just
I had one audible in the entire offense, and Dowden called it and hit Nagel on that. And then as a father, Gus's blocked field goal against Wayne State
that won the
game, saved the game.
I was suspended for a half a game.
Yeah.
Dude has no vert. He's a pussy.
Hey, that right there was 39 inches.
Google that. It's amazing. All right.
My best cut, because it's your question.
Yeah, I'll go last.
15. Wisconsin beats LSU at Lambeau Field. I only say that because I was there, but I wasn't there. So that to me is
true.
I was a shell of myself.
Let's put it this way, fellas.
You showed up, and you can say you're at that game.
And I walked into Lambeau Field, got kicked out for being too drunk, and then woke up at 6 p.m. and they won. And I was like, holy fuck, here we go.
When's the last time anybody at Lambeau Field got kicked out for being
too drunk? Well, I did it because I'm a Bears fan. It's just karma.
Exactly. Yeah, this is Wisconsin.
Come on.
However, I just want to say, all seriousness, my actual favorite college football moment ever was watching Vince Young absolutely back and beat the shit out of Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart, and Pete Carroll.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan, did I steer you off thunder?
Yeah.
Jake actually did just take the Vince Young moment from me, but I had another one on deck. The Michael Crabtree catch.
So funny story. Oh, yes. Gus is a Longhorn fan. Don't know how it happened, but he is.
Okay.
And Gus and I were watching that game live. It was the Big 12 title game, right?
Yeah.
And Gus was all confident because Texas was ahead, correct? By like five or three.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, they were up by six going into the fourth
Graham Harrell.
Graham Harrell. And Texas was up. All they had to do was, it was fourth down, stop them, game over. And Michael Crabtree, tiptoe catch, touchdown, Gus lost his shit. It was pretty funny.
That was an awesome catch, though.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
It was. But yeah, I didn't mean to steal your thunder. I remember watching that game, the full thing. Actually, it was the first time Big Rod let me stay up and watch a national title game. I think it was like 06. I might have been like 7.
Now I don't even let myself stay up and watch it.
Just see it on Twitter.
9 o'clock game.
Gotta go.
Brandon, you're also a new guy. You got a quick hitting question?
So I had talked about it.
By the way, Brandon has the most elaborate, crazy questions.
Not today, ever. Honestly. It's kind of sports related. Yeah.
Shows up late.
He's never coming back.
Nope. sorry.
I'm just playing.
I'll let myself out. But so my question was, is there is an Atlantic League, which is currently testing out some new rules for baseball, and the MLB is actually planning on implementing them into, you know, their rule set. Yep. So what are your opinions on that?
That's where we need Bear.
Well, yeah, Bear would be great in this because he's a baseball guy. You had mentioned that one of the rules was if it's a wild pitch, no matter the count or pit, they can just take off.
See, that's a good one. Like that.
Yeah. So if you're a batter and the ball gets away, just go.
That's why catchers are going to be so valuable now.
Let's say, though, if someone's on third base,
okay,
And so you're up to hit.
Yeah.
Wild pitch. I get to go.
Right.
And
third base can come too.
Oh, yeah. They would come to base. Yeah,
it's just like regular. See, that's how much I know baseball.
No.
Absolutely. Hey, wild. He used to be a nasty pitcher.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Gus is, I watched Gus play one youth baseball game ever in my life. And I don't even know who your coach was. Said, Gus, you're on the mound. Was it Big Rock?
No, yeah.
He hit like three people.
Yeah, and then he got
kicked. No,
yeah, then
he didn't even get that far. Kicked out of the game because I kept throwing him on the back leg.
They say, all right, Gus throws three pitches. The first two balls way outside. Yeah. The third one, he gets up there and he's like taking a breath. He's like, all right, I got this. He's a lefty, by the way. And it literally goes over the backstop, which that's hard to do.
30 feet, probably.
And so Gus throws it over the backstep at Toyton, hits a car, probably, and they said, yep, Gus, we're not.
Yeah, you're Big Rock came, and he was like, oh, okay, you're out.
Which is fine.
I'm like, that's fine. Yeah.
Baseball's not my thing.
No, it's all good. So, no, yeah. In that
moment, he knew.
Brandon, to answer your question, I would actually love to see. I think I would enjoy that.
There needs to be a switch up in the MLB. Yeah. I'm sorry, but regular season games, how many people show up? 2,000, maybe?
Showing up.
They still get numbers, yeah, but nobody watches on TV.
Exactly. They go to get drunk.
But again, if you watch on TV,
baseball is a radio sport. It is back when you had no Twitter, no internet. Baseball was the king of the sports back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, when there was no cable TV, there was nothing else. You listened to it on the radio. I mean, I still, even in my day, you know, back in the 70s and 80s when I was a kid, I liked listening to baseball on the radio. I can't watch it now.
Preferably over TV?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I can't watch nine.
Big Rod and I started a trend last summer.
Baseball's a radio. Yeah.
We started a trend last summer. It didn't end well.
Sunday fun day.
We turned our Sunday fun day, but we'd throw the Brewers on the radio. But every time we listen, they lose. Yeah. So we stopped doing it. Yeah.
Best home run derby in a while, though.
Oh, wow.
That is true. That is true.
How does a guy with 91 home runs lose to a guy that ended?
Vlad Guerrero hit 29 home runs, guys, in, what was it, 30 seconds?
The first round.
So is it?
I think it's four minutes.
Right. I mean, hey, real quick, fellas, we got to pick up the pace, though. We're running these quick hitting questions a little late. I'll be honest.
And I don't care.
I love the banter, and I love getting off topic, but we got to reel her in here.
That's enough baseball for tonight.
Yeah. All right, sorry, Dave.
Thank you, Hausner.
Yeah, right. It's a good.
Big Rod, you got a question?
Yeah, I do. All right, if you own 18 dogs and live alone and end up being eaten by the dogs, is it the dog's fault or yours?
This was reported on 1070 where they were aggressive dogs.
Aggressive dogs, so the family didn't show up.
This is on Out Here the Coverage.
Yeah.
Is this Florida?
It's Florida headline. It sounds about right. But it's one guy living by himself, has health risks, and his family didn't show up because the dogs were aggressive. They find just bits and pieces of him
and bone.
Yeah,
his fault.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
fault. You can't.
I loved the curveball when he said, "Do you think he died because he has medical issues before?" And the dogs just ran out of food.
Everyone's like, "Well, the 18 dogs killed him," and I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either. Yeah. I don't think they killed him. If I'm a family member, I'm like, you know what? The dogs did what they had to do.
Tough autopsy.
Yeah.
Tough autopsy. My goodness.
Do it in the garage? Because you got bits and pieces there. You try and put them together like a puzzle.
Okay. Gus, you got a question?
Yes, I do. So, the newly internet famous fella that has Napoleon's complex to the max.
The small guy,
the
right?
The short man syndrome. If he's acting up like he does in those videos to you, he confronts you. Do you hit him or, quote-unquote, take this outside? Or would you consider that like beating up a 10-year-old?
You let him hit you first.
Yeah, you got to let him initiate it, yeah. I think.
I don't believe
anything I see.
Greg, would you punch a midget?
No.
Why?
I like midgets.
Punches you in the balls.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Then you just throw them.
That's fine.
But no, I'm just kidding.
No, I have no problem with, I don't care if you're a midget, I don't care if you're riding the short bus, I don't care if you're a girl. If you attack me, I mean, shit, something's got to happen.
Got to get you off me.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Because me personally, even if he swings, I'm like, this is not worth my time.
Yeah.
Do you brag at the bar? Yeah, I just beat up a 5-foot kid.
The guy that tackled him was begging to have a story for him.
Well, again, that looked set up.
I said the same thing. Gus was like, no.
Everything's always
my set. Question to you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
And we'll get into it a little bit later. Okay. But last night some news broke. Gus actually broke it to me, which actually shocked me because I'm an NBA guy. And I can't believe Gus found it before I did. But winner and loser of the Rockets Thunder trade with Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul? Who's the winner? Who's the loser? Dan, I'll start with you because you're an NBA guy.
Yeah.
Who won the trade?
And actually, Chris Paul's my second favorite player now behind Giannis. But I'd have to go with the Rockets.
As far as the winner?
Yeah, but that's hard for me to say just because the Rockets had to do something.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Well, yeah. I'll let you guys
Dan has been an avid Chris Paul.
No, player. I know like this. The old school I know New Orleans. This. You have an old school Hornets. New Orleans Hornets.
Yeah, yeah, like three jerseys. Yeah. Yeah.
So I knew. Big Rod, who's the winner? Who's the loser?
Neither team is doing anything, so I really don't care. I mean, to be honest with you, Oklahoma City is the best thing they did is they're unloading everybody. They're going to rebuild. So when they become the Seattle Supersonics again, they will be good.
Gus, winner or loser? Big Rod, you can't ask him a serious question. It never happened. You can't do it.
I'm saying Rockets.
As the winner?
Yeah. I do like how Oklahoma City, they're doing this thing where they're rebuilding.
They're blowing everything up, yeah.
Chris Paul's contract's terrible, though.
But Chris and that's Paul, what
well, they're going to get rid of him. They're trading him.
He's not even. Yeah,
they're going to have 72 draft later. Picks in the next 5 years. Yeah.
So I still think that the Rockets, they were the second best team last year to a Golden State team that was all healthy with Kevin Durant. And now without Klay next year, I think the Rockets will be the best team close in the West.
Brandon, I think Grayson Allen just got traded to Oklahoma.
We'll get into that too. Don't see. Who's the winner?
Give him a tease.
I think for the meantime, definitely Houston, honestly. Okay. But because I mean, OKC, you're getting a vet at this point. Baseball. Obviously, he's still performing.
34.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. 34. And it's a minority opinion, but I really, honestly believe, even though Oklahoma City is not gonna be any good right now, they've won the offseason so far.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be serious.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're reloading for the future.
Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant and James Harden were all on the same team. They never won a title. They didn't even win a title.
It's a small market team, too.
Yeah, it's a big
but they, I think but listen, I just think that if you couldn't win a title with those guys in their prime.
Well, no, I absolutely agree.
I think that if you can unload those guys and get a ton of compensation for it, that's a win.
And that's why, honestly, you know, I was kind of joking, but Houston's no better for it.
I tell you
Houston's
what,
still
I don't
breaking the top.
The
four,
only reason you know, I don't
Western
think
Conference.
So are we still think... going to talk about this in topic two or no?
Yeah, I just
transition in.
Just you yeah,
I,
gotta,
I was just wondering. Just
the last trying. Question.
I okay, just sorry, think that Houston has two ball dominant guys, and to me, that's not going to win you a title. And that's the whole. I just don't like it. So that's why I picked Oklahoma City.
I think they'll pick up on their chemistry they had. I think they will.
Yeah.
But they get worse at shooting without Chris Paul because he's a little
right.
better than
right.
Russ.
Right.
So that's
true.
But they're a good shooting team.
Let's not forget Derrick Rose was Russ Westbrook before Russ Westbrook even.
Better.
Disagree.
Better.
He was better.
Better.
Daniel Pierce. Thank you. Daniel Pierce. Dan might be better. The next biggest NBA fan in this room outside of me.
False. I'm number one.
Oh,
I don't know about that. I don't know
Mitch,
about that.
Please,
Dan. I'm going to start with this, and then we'll go around the table here.
Okay.
Kawhi signed with the Clippers. Paul George was a part of that deal. Kawhi obviously orchestrated that deal.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first initial thought when you woke up? That deal happened at like midnight.
Yeah.
What happened when you woke up? What was your initial thought when you saw? Oh my God, Kawhi and Paul George to the Clippers.
Sure. I am an avid NBA fan, like you said, and I subscribe to Woj on Twitter, so I right away I know everything. And I was up at I think it was like 2 a.m. that night or something like that. And first thought was the NBA is going to be the best season it's been in 15 years probably.
Do you think that Kawhi to the Clippers was it the right move for him?
Yeah, I love it.
You do, Big Rod?
I mean, I would like
because Big Rod. We were going to talk about this last weekend, but we want to make it short and sweet because Sunday last week was a nice day. We're like, let's go. Big Rod, you want to talk about this?
I actually love it because rather than join the Lakers now, he's basically challenging LeBron. Like he's saying, this is. You know, I'm going to...
I'm carrying my big balls in my backpack
at this point. And be the big guy. And not only am I'm in the same town as you, I'm in the same conference as you, and I'm going to beat you.
Yep. Not, you know, in the same city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Same stadium.
That is true, yeah.
I said that.
Staples.
I liked it.
Everyone give... Hey, claps for Gus. Claps for Gus. Claps for Gus.
Golf clap.
But the one thing I did want to look at, because I was looking at the NBA tampering rule. And the NBA tampering rule states the NBA can fine any player or team that directly or indirectly entices, induces, persuades, or attempts to entice, induce, or persuade anyone under contract with another team for their services. So basically, the NBA is saying we don't enforce that rule.
Basically, what that's saying is that's a rule, but it's not a rule.
Exactly. That's well, like
no one.
He said he was a great recruiter, right? Paul George said
that. It's not a rule. Exactly. It's not a rule.
That's like that teacher that says, "All right, there are no phones allowed in the room, and the person in the back is FaceTiming their buddy."
Or they're saying, "There's no phones allowed, but text me your homework." Yeah, I don't know about that.
So yeah, anyhow. But no, I love it. If he had joined the Lakers.
Figure out who's winning the West next year.
That's stupid. You know what I love about the NBA is that is now a great question.
Great. Holy cow.
You asked me that a year ago, I'm like Golden State.
Why are you but who do you if that? I if Dan Pierce right here is holding a pistol to your temple and said pick a winner.
I'm gonna throw a punch him and kick his ass.
Who's like some Dwight Schrute?
Yeah, I don't fucking
who's winning the West?
I'm going to go with the Clippers.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. Wow. Okay.
They got three first-team all-defense guys on this start.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Dan. Thoughts when you first saw Kawhi and Paul George to the Clippers?
I was a little hurt. I was like,
yeah, Gus loves Kawhi. Gus does.
I wish.
You want him to stay?
Huh?
Do you want him to stay?
I did. Yeah. I want it. As much as I actually love watching the Bucks now because they're – Giannis is electric. Holy cow. It's just great to watch.
Oh, yeah.
But Kawhi there, that I think that would have upped Giannis's legacy if he came back and beat the Toronto Raptors with Kawhi.
With Kawhi, yeah. I agree.
So, because now it's like, oh, it's the same thing as LeBron. LeBron was in the East.
The East, too, if he stayed, dude.
No, it was that much bigger. Brandon, I don't know if I've ever seen you shoot the orange before.
I don't know how much
of a baller you are, but
thoughts
on Kawhi and Paul George.
I like it a lot for Kawhi and obviously for Paul George, but I think that what Rod was talking about before about how, you know, him going to the same city as LeBron and saying, like, I want this fight, like, I want this beef, I think it's great because I heard on the radio the other day, I think it was just ESPN radio. I'm not sure on Sirius, but they were talking about here's the scenario.
Did you just brag that you have Sirius radio?
He did.
Humble brag.
It's like it's a small advertisement right there.
Well, ESPN radio
on Sirius.
But they had this, you know, this conversation about say Kawhi, you know, good luck to him, but say Kawhi goes to the Clippers, beats LeBron a bunch of times, and then wins a title there.
Now he's the greatest.
What about his career?
Exactly.
Dude, you get a title under Popovich, 2012?
Right. Yeah.
And then you go to Toronto where you're just,
they've never
just
been
stopping
to
by,
finals.
Just saying, hey, how you doing? Here's a title. I'm out. Right. And then he goes to the Clippers.
I'm sorry. He's probably the greatest of all
whoops
time.
Everybody in the West.
And the thing is, I kind of understand that. I mean, I hate to, like, a personal thing. Like, when I took the job at Bloyd Morial, everyone's like, you're crazy. But in the back of my mind, I was like, if I do this,
I'm a guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? They got to talk about it. So, I mean, I didn't, but I'm still in the back of my mind, like, shit, if I do this.
Well, shoot. I mean,
so even, that's why I like even Kawhi, what he's doing, because right now he's saying, hey, I don't want to join these guys, because if he joins LeBron, it's LeBron's title.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if he beats LeBron in that, oh my God.
Kawhi wants all the smoke.
Can I read you guys? I screenshotted something I saw, and it's a little excerpt, and I think it's fantastic because it actually makes a lot of sense. You guys mind if I read it to you?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't.
I mind.
You mind?
Just go.
So it's about Kawhi. Kawhi Leonard is out here playing 4D chess. He never wanted to join LeBron or be a super team. He took the meeting with the Lakers and remained in constant communication anyways, right?
Right, because he wants to sabotage
him. The Lakers were convinced they had him. So they were convinced they had Kawhi. Kawhi clearly never gave them a reason to feel differently because he was like, yeah, okay, well, yeah. I'd form my life. All right.
Yep.
It makes sense that he knew exactly what he was doing, right?
Right. Oh,
so
no, he's a smart guy.
Dragging out the whole thing meant the Lakers ran out of time to sign a third star. So remember when they cleared all that cap space?
I think they would have had J.J. Redick.
That would have been good for LeBron.
So
he always needs to shoot.
It says part of this was they missed out on a half-decent free agent. Danny Green, ironically enough, was part of Kawhi's first title team in San Antonio.
And overpaid.
Correct.
Way overpaid.
Yep.
Kawhi's people even contacted the Lakers 2 hours before making the Clippers announcement, asking them to hold off on making the Anthony Davis trade official. So there you go. That right there is enough to say that Kawhi knew exactly what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't enough. Obviously, Leonard drove the knife into the Lakers. And then the last part of this was, by helping Paul George escape OKC, he destroyed Russell Westbrook and the Thunder. Clearly he did because he's gone. Yeah. He vaporized the Raptors' chances of defending their title and contending. He even ended the Warriors' dynasty and indirectly ended Kevin Durant. That's what they say.
Don't.
Kawhi was the reason the Raptors were up 3-1 in the finals, which pushed Durant to leave and suffer the most devastating injury in basketball today. Leonard sabotaged one contender and completely annihilated two others all at one time.
So what you're saying is he's a time traveler.
He threw in the San Antonio Spurs. That's four contenders knocked off his list. On and off the court, Kawhi Leonard is a cold-blooded killer and moves through the fun. He is the fun guy, which never says a word.
So he's a robot.
That's what I just saw that and I was like, oh my God, you think about it. What he has done, not only as a player, but just as his like his moves and his transactions, you can't – I mean, that right there is perfect.
You know he's never had more than 10 assists?
In a game?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy? That like he's never had a triple-double or anything?
Never. Yeah. Really?
I mean, don't quote me on this, but I heard this like 2 weeks ago. I heard he's never had more than 10 assists.
Well, I believe it.
Look it up, maybe.
He's cold-blooded.
You're that good?
Well, you think about it.
He averaged 3 assists last year.
I would have to see that. Oh,
yeah. You got
to
remember.
When I played basketball in the post, if you threw it to me, it was never coming out.
So. Well, with the Spurs, he never had to score. And he just was there. Ball. Yeah. Grayson Allen last night, fellas, gets a flagrant foul on back-to-back possessions. 7 seconds, might I add.
That looked like volleyball.
And then he gets thrown out of the game in a summer league game. Big Rod. Ugh. If I were in a summer league game in the NBA and I get thrown out as your kid, what the hell are you telling me? What are you saying? Is this okay? Is it okay to get thrown out of a summer league game?
Yeah, I would say it's time to go back to AAU or something. Jesus Christ. No, this is terrible. I mean, the best take I heard in this, just quickly, was they were like, at Duke, they always defended him, saying, oh, he's a tough, gritty player. He's not that tough. He's not that gritty. He's just cheap.
He's not good. He's 100%. Not. I'm sorry. No. I don't know how everybody else feels, but he's not that good.
No.
He's not that good.
No, he's
not NBA good. He's your typical
little shit.
All right, Gus. He was good because he played for Coach K, and Coach K made him. And then he gets to the NBA. And anyway, Gus, what do you think? You've gotten your fair share of technicals and flagrant fouls. And
yes, I have. But he's a little shit. At least when I did it, wasn't cheap. Gus
never.
They knew it was happening.
Yeah.
Brandon, I still remember.
You ever had a flagrant?
I'm sorry. I still remember against East Troy when we were losing by like 80.
Dan, were you in that team?
No, I was. Gus was the best sophomore then.
Let that fucking sink in for a little bit.
Gus was the best sophomore basketball player. Yikes. Oh, my God. Only because he was tall.
He was playing.
Yeah. So I remember the head coach looking at me, TC, goes, Gus, go in and earn your 5 fouls. I'm like, bet. But I still got dunked on about 8 TC. Times.
I still remember Tanner Plum dunking over you.
Oh, my God. I had his nuts in my face. Yeah. It was awful. It was demeaning. Okay, go on.
All right, let's go. Brandon, what do you think?
Honestly, about the Grayson Allen thing, I have hated him ever since I saw him in a Duke uniform. I watched the Christian Laettner 30 for 30. He had a great take. And I listened to him on, I think it was Joe Rogan, actually had him on the show. And he asked him, you know, with all the hate on Grayson Allen lately, you know, what do you think? And he goes, it's kind of nice. They're kind of forgetting Christian about... it's 30 for 30 about the most hated. And Christian not Laettner, talking about him
again. Oh, everyone hated Laettner.
But Laettner was also great.
Yeah, exactly.
And
but he wasn't
Grayson
cheap.
Allen just there tripping
people. They hated Laettner because he was that...
He's like Bill Laimbeer.
He was a killer.
No, he was, and he 100%. Was that just fundamentally sound guy.
But he was
just,
good. That's what.
Yeah, but he was good. But he was also that,
just like Tim Tebow. Everyone hates him because he was good.
Oh lordy. Oh,
see, I was gonna ask in quick hitting what was the best college quarterback of all time, but I knew Jake would say Tebow.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I was going to. Good thing you didn't say that.
God, then he'd start crying because everybody would make fun of him. And, oh my God. Okay, let's keep going.
So we already touched on Westbrook and a Chris Paul trade. One thing I want to touch on, Big Rod, I think you might have said it. The Thunder now have in the next six seasons out of 7.
Yeah.
They have at least 2 first round picks.
I have the pick. I have the picture right here too.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It is.
Let Brandon kind
go
of
ahead,
roll
through.
So, OKC first for the next 7 years.
Yeah, 6 of the next 7 years they have at least 2 first round picks.
Yep, exactly. So, 2020 they have 2, 2021 they have 2 as well. 2023 they have 2 actually
because they you gotta account for the swap picks too because you know
2023 they just have 1
that might be the
they have
2
actually
yeah.
They actually and then
sorry is anybody like kind of tweaked out that we're going into 2020s already
I'm sick of it.
hey the roaring 20s let's go.
Leave it to Mark and Dan.
2024 hot hot year. They have three picks.
And hot year?
Hot year. All right. 2025 actually is the year that they only have one.
Yeah, but they've already built those up.
Which is crazy.
2025, put your money on the Seattle Supersonics.
Big Rod's all about that, dude. He loves it.
Yeah. They're leaving. They're leaving. It's done.
Well, they're blowing it up. I mean, come on.
But again, a pick is just a guess.
I saw an interesting article today.
I'd like to hear it, but it's just a guess.
Speaking of Oklahoma City, they are a smaller market than Milwaukee.
Well, Milwaukee's not that small of a market.
No, not anymore.
It's like the 10th largest city in the
country. Right, but I'm talking NBA-wise.
It is NBA-wise because it's cold, and no one wants to be cold.
Big Rod, that's what I'm saying. So I just was saying that Oklahoma City is like, I think it is might be the smallest market team.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's why, it's now small. That they're building, it's...
I'd be like having the Des Moines Thunder.
No, that was outrageous.
No, it's about the same size.
Iowa
and Des Moines would support them. Yeah.
Yeah, Nebraska. Texas. All
right, let's move on to college football.
Yeah, let's get it.
They do it the exact same way. Okay, now the suspense is really starting to get thick because, you know, Division II might do it differently. No, in fact, they don't. They do it exactly, boys and girls, like Division III does. And then now they've changed the initials, because in this era of political correctness, they love to change initials and make it proper to say things one way instead of another. And I forget what the initials is. But then they go to 1AA. Okay, at 1AA. How do they do it in 1AA? 1AA. I mean, because that's getting closer to us, and we're really sophisticated because we're major 1A. How do they do it in 1AA? You know what? They have a playoff format, and they play it, and they figure it out. And then, okay. Well, they're all below us. Okay, what about above us, the NFL? And everybody, you know, that just makes you feel good to roll those initials off your... it's like Huckleberry Finn said, some days I just have to swear to get a good taste in my mouth. Okay, so then NFL. Now that makes my mouth feel good, because that's the best and they're the top. Let's see here. How do they figure out their chip?
What do you guys think?
That's probably the best.
Love Mike Leach.
That's probably the best I've heard of, like, after a pee break.
Big Rod, Mike Leach is your boy. Let's just, what do you got to say?
So we're gonna go on to the way too early college football preview and predictions. I'm going to save mine for last. But we're going to go around the table and just pick. We're going to go Big Ten, SEC.
Are you going to go Big Ten for everybody, then move on?
We're going to go just everything.
Everybody pick your
power. What do we want to go by?
I think we go by conference.
I think we go by conference.
Okay, all right, let's go Big Ten. Let's go around.
Big Ten?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I love Jonathan Taylor back. They got a lot to do on the line. Nebraska's got a pretty easy schedule. Best QB probably on that side. But I'm going to have to go with Michigan winning it all in that.
See, I was thinking about Michigan,
too.
You
know what, Dan? I'm going to make it short and sweet. I also picked Michigan.
Okay.
If Justin Fields gets this appeal, Ohio State. If he's not, Michigan.
See, I was torn between Ohio State and Michigan. We all picked Michigan? I picked Ohio State. Okay. I think
hate those fuckers.
I hate the Buckeyes. Don't get me wrong.
Buckeyes. Or wait.
No. Yeah, it's Buck the Fuckers.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like Huck the Fuskies for us.
Big Ten winner.
All right, so I've got Wisconsin and Purdue. Purdue is up and coming. Yeah. You know, Brahm State. Wisconsin and Purdue are going to have identical records in the West, but Wisconsin beat them head-to-head. But they're not in the national title picture. They never
are. Well, right.
Neither of those teams
ever will be.
But Wisconsin then beat Purdue head-to-head. They're going to beat Michigan in the Big Ten title game because Wisconsin's always over or underachievers. Yeah. Wisconsin's never what you expect. Yeah. Last year, underachievers.
The year before, overachievers.
Yep, this year they're going to be overachievers. And they're going to beat Michigan in the Big Ten title game, but because of their two losses, they
will not be in
the Rose Bowl. Nobody in the Big Ten is going to be in the national title picture, Jim Harbaugh is your next Pittsburgh Steeler coach.
Where's Tomlin going?
Tomlin and the Steelers. Tomlin has been attached to Roethlisberger too long. They both just step in and say,
hot take for next episode, huh?
Yep. They're hot both gone. Take.
Okay.
Wow. Outstanding.
He's not going to get fired. He's just going to.
I'm
just
sweating.
That's hot. Is that freshman QB going to start for the Bengals?
Tomlin. We'll get Grant
Tomlin. Tomlin is winning a Super Bowl title with the San Francisco 49ers.
Shut up. Now, ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's hot. We got to end it.
Write it down.
To what Dan's saying, yes, Graham Mertz will be the starter. Week four
freshman.
Big Rod, go ahead.
Keep going. What do you
mean? So Horning
Grove. No, you got to respect him. No,
SEC. SEC.
You didn't give us the conference.
Time out.
I said Wisconsin wins the conference, but nobody in the Big Ten, again, is going
to. You're supposed to give us the conference.
Okay, SEC. Go.
But wait. Horning Brook is starting for Florida State, right?
He is not going to start for Florida State.
Okay, that's all
right. Go ahead. They're going to SEC.
All right, SEC. Bama's got a new offensive coordinator and O-line, but I'm still going to go with them. They got Tua.
Yeah,
Bama.
I thought we weren't even talking about the SEC.
Yeah. Georgia Bulldogs.
All right.
Okay. Winning the
they
SEC.
Do still have, what's his name? Who's that
From.
Guy?
Exactly. Yeah. What's his name? From. Exactly.
Big no, SEC. No, shut your mouth.
From's great.
Is, phenomenal. Is Bielma still at Arkansas? Because I might pick that up.
No, he's gone.
Oh, I was kidding.
No, he's a,
he ate too much food.
He's a consultant for the Patriots. Make sure.
No, he actually is.
Gets out of the.
Yeah. Oh.
Happy ending.
All right. Big Rod, SEC pick.
LSU is going to shock Alabama in the regular season.
Okay.
And they're going to win the West, but they're going to lose in the non-conference to Texas and Utah State. So they're out of the title picture. Georgia's going to win the East with one loss, but then loses to LSU in the title game 11-5. And so Alabama is invited as a player.
Safety.
I hate. Safety.
11-5.
I love it.
Because that's
it.
The way those
LSU's
two teams
promising.
Play.
Okay.
So Alabama's the only SEC team to make the playoffs because they're still 11-1.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't make the title game, and they are going to be the 3 seed.
You did your homework, huh, Bob?
I did.
Yep. LSU has, nine returning starters?
Yeah, LSU. Yep.
They're loaded.
A&M's going to be great. They just have a really hard schedule,
too. Yeah, bigger on next conference.
Oh,
Pac-12,
the most awful conference in college football. I lived in Arizona for a little while, so I was on Arizona State's campus, and they talked them up a lot, but they were terrible. I'm going with Washington.
See, they were close to me. I wanted to pick Washington.
Herbert's back, so
I'm going Oregon.
That helps.
I'm going Oregon.
Yeah,
Oregon.
Herbert.
I'm going to say Oregon
because of Herbert. He's insane.
Okay, Oregon last year in the conference went 5-4.
Terrible.
During the overall season, 9-4. You're gonna pick Oregon. I'm going Washington State. Washington State finished with a higher ranking at number 10. In conference, they were tied with Washington at 7-2, but overall 11-2 to Washington's 10-4 record. Granted, the strength of schedule was definitely different.
They got
Washington State.
They got a transfer QB from
Eastern.
Yeah,
I forgot what his name was.
He's from Eastern, that's all
I know. Great quarterback. Mike Leach, still the coach over there.
Absolutely.
I think
that's why
So Big Rod's also going to Washington State.
Yep. Washington State is going to run away with it. And
all right, Big Rod's got
it will not surprise me if I see them in the playoffs.
Oregon's going to win it.
In the playoffs.
Hold on. Another hot take.
Yeah, hot take. I think we will see Washington State make the playoffs, or it's going to be a controversy where it's like, how the fuck did they not make the playoffs?
No one from the Pac-12.
We're explicit on iTunes.
We can
swear.
So Washington State is going to win the North and go undefeated. I believe it. I agree with Gus there. But here's the problem. The South is going to have a six-way tie with all teams going 4-4 in the conference.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're out.
And so they meet at a restaurant in Texas, flip coins to see who wins the title game. Herm Edwards has a lucky nickel from 1895 and wins, sending Arizona State to the title game, where the upset was Washington State. The Pac-12 is again out of the playoffs, and Mike Leach goes into a post-game tirade that would be better than anything Dennis Green ever dreamed of. Because you're going to be pissed because they're left out.
Hey, you know what, Dennis?
One loss Michigan's out, one loss Washington State's out because Temple's gone.
Dan, I forget. What pro football team do you like?
Baltimore Packer. Ravens.
I like the Packers now.
Oh.
But
once McCarthy left.
You remember when Dennis Green said.
He DM'd the Basin Boys
Dennis
saying.
They are what they were.
Dear God, you remember this? And he goes, the Bears, who he thought they were.
I sent you that link. We're not supposed to play that right now.
Oh, I will. I'll plug it. I'll plug it in.
All right, ACC.
ACC. The ACC is terrible besides Clemson, but Cuse is all right, I guess. Go Clemson. Yep.
You're going Clemson?
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina, Mitch Trubisky.
You're so dumb.
Jesus.
Okay, Brandon, what
not
do you
even
got?
Top five.
No, we're not even going to talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
North
that's...
Carolina, like, What?
1-11 this year.
They're going to have a half.
Mitch has dual eligibility. He can play in the pros and for North Carolina.
They're going to have a halftime break for Davis to go to Denny's for
his AARP. Oh, my God. That's right. He's back. Holy shit. I'm sorry.
Mac Brown.
Mac Brown's back at North Carolina. Yep, they're winning it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Mac Brown's good.
Yeah, Mac tough. And Mitch. Mac and Mitch. Yeah.
You got to read my article on, because I did every conference on the website, and Mac Brown is, he's going to Denny's.
It's fine. Brandon, ACC?
Clemson. I like Clemson.
Clemson.
You know, I'm going to go Clemson, too, but here's the thing. I think Clemson's going to lose to Syracuse early. I really do.
Syracuse is always that team.
Yeah. You cannot play in the Carrier Dome.
Here's the other thing. Last year. Miami. Yeah. Miami from the South division is going to win that.
Tech, I do like Virginia Tech a lot.
But
Justin Fields is doing the same thing.
Correct. Clemson will beat Miami in the ACC title game.
They'll be the two seed and face Alabama. It's the three seed.
Okay. Next conference.
Big 12. This is that was probably my toughest one. You know, I love Sam Ellinger. Or Ellinger, however from the Texas? Hell you say it, from Texas. I really like Iowa State. They have a great defense, good running back and receiver back. But I'm going to go Texas. And Oklahoma State has an easy schedule, too. But, yeah, I'm going Texas over Oklahoma State.
You know, Big Rod's probably going to kill me for this because he hates the new trend. But I'm taking Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma.
Jalen Hurts.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got the transfer shit.
Yeah, I think it's time to bring that championship back to Texas, honestly.
Yep. Hell yeah.
I think that's what I'm saying.
Charlie
Strong created this.
Yes, he did. Yeah. What's his name from Houston? It's reaping the benefits from Charlie Strong. Yeah. What's Texas?
Herman. Yeah. Tom Herman.
Herman.
Yeah.
They did lose little Jordan Humphrey, though, and he was a baller.
No, I think that it's about...
Who's your pick, Gus?
Texas Longhorns. Hokum, baby.
I'm going to Oklahoma. Yeah. They're going to run the table. They're going to get the one seed in the playoffs, undefeated.
Ooh.
And then they're going to lose to the number.
He's hot tonight.
They're going to lose to the number 4 seed Temple Owls.
Just calling Tomlin
because Rod Carey is.
Yeah.
Rod Carey
says Tomlin's out and he's calling. Just calling Oklahoma.
No, but did I just hear Temple Owls
going to the championship game?
Rod Carey is going to be the first coach to take an out of Power 5 because there's going to be 9 teams at 11-1 that all have ugly losses because I've already figured this out. And so Rod Carey and the Temple Owls are going to be the.
What are you, fucking Rain Man?
Yeah. They're going to be the, they're going to be the number 4 seed and they're going to be Oklahoma because. They're going to be the American Athletic champs. They're going to blow out Houston 72-12 in the AAC title game, which is going to force Dana Holgorsen to leave Houston for
West Virginia, right?
Yeah, because he went from West Virginia to Houston. He needs to get a more high-profile job after they lose that, so he's going to go to Allen High School in Dallas. He's going to go to Allen High School in Texas because it's a more high-profile job than Houston. Because Allen High School has won 3 national championships, according to the High School Football of America, and 5 state titles since 2007. So he has more of a chance of winning a national title at Allen High School than he does at Houston. So he needs to get the hell out of there. Okay. And Rod Carey... God bless you.
Dan's dying over here. Somebody stop this.
Unfortunately, Rod Carey's going to lose the title game to Alabama, and his kicker is going to miss four field goals.
Let me get this straight. I don't know. He's a kicker. He'll figure it out.
Dan, let me get this straight. Did Big Rod just predict Temple in the national title game?
He did.
Yes,
he did. and losing only by their kicker missing four field goals. So Temple should have won that game, but their kicker misses four field goals.
This is FUBAR. Yeah.
To round
Fucked
out
up beyond repair.
All right, hey, let's bring it down for a second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
To round out our college football topic before we move
on. You can read more about it.
Big Rod's going to post. Yep. Pick your Heisman Trophy winner. Go, Brandon, first.
Trevor Lawrence.
Jalen Hurts.
Jonathan Taylor.
I picked Texas. I picked Texas, but I think
Jonathan Taylor. Taylor times two.
I'm also going Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to break out because he's finally out of the Nick Saban hellhole.
They're going to put him on that that Kyler Murray grind.
Yep. Yeah, hell and yeah. I think he'll fit in.
That'll make three in a row, right?
Because he's obviously like...
For Oklahoma?
Baker?
Baker, Kyler, and now it's going to be Jalen.
Is Jalen a foot taller than Kyler?
No, he's actually shorter, I think.
No, Jalen is like 5'10", I think. I think
so he's shorter.
Like same height.
That doesn't matter.
No, all right. He's not shorter than
Kyler. Do you guys know about...
Kyler's 5'9".
5'9".
So obviously... No,
5'9" on the roster. He's probably 5'7".
You guys know Trainer James, obviously.
Dude's a little pussy.
Okay.
I do.
Talk to Logan about the...
Trainer James is
right.
Arcade game madness. We get the final four.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to just go.
We're down to the finals. Go ahead, Jake.
Okay. We got Galaga.
Galaga.
God damn it.
See, okay. It's like Ian Gallagher, but no R. Galaga.
Galaga lost, though, right? To Miss Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man won that one.
Yes.
And they won pretty easily.
Personally, I went for Galaga.
Galaga.
I went for Galaga or Galaga as well.
Galaga. But I went for Space Invaders first.
Did you vote, Dan?
Yeah.
I was big Space Invaders. I thought Space Invaders would make it.
That would be my champion if I could vote Space Invaders.
Why didn't you vote?
No, I did.
Oh.
No, but if you were to say
if
it was just him, he would pick Space Invaders.
So Bob, who are finals?
I'm gonna pull it up. I was unprepared here quick, but the first one was Galaga,
yes.
Did I get it? Ian Galaga.
I believe they were the 5 seed against the 1 seed Miss Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Pac-Man did win that.
That was smooth.
I know that for a fact.
This next one's going to be hard, though.
Dude.
Tecmo supporters.
Did you hear about Tecmo Bowl?
The retweet? Yeah.
Yeah. And then they followed us and then DM'd us.
They did.
On
they said
Twitter.
They said, when's the next round?
Yeah.
They were...
So
Tecmo Bowl's playing for keeps here.
Yeah,
all right, guys, I got to figure it out. All right, here we go.
When I voted, Tecmo Bowl had 30-something percent of the votes so then all of a sudden it turned real quick after Tecmo Bowl Twitter just
Miss Pac-Man won 64-36% on a total of 33 votes. So Miss Pac-Man's in the finals as the one seed. That's expected.
That is.
Now here we go.
Good game.
How many, can I ask you guys this question? You ever seen a 6-7 seed in the final four?
Not very often.
Butler and
never.
No, Butler was
UConn, right?
Butler and UConn. UConn was a 6 seed.
Yeah,
and Butler was an 11.
But they didn't play each other in the final four.
No, not in the final four, but it was Elite Eight. I mean, for freaking.
I mean,
Christ
even in the championship, there. UConn was a 6 seed in the championship.
Yeah,
I think they played a 1 seed or 2 seed, probably. But
so Tecmo Bowl won, and actually it took off since I saw it last. It was pretty close, but Tecmo Bowl won 65%-35%.
That's two games in a row.
Tecmo Bowl, Miss Pac-Man.
Tecmo Bowl, you have your work cut out.
The people that didn't vote for Tecmo Bowl didn't know that Bo Jackson was better in the game.
So do we have to send a DM to a Miss Pac-Man Twitter page?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Tecmo Bowl Twitter page is following us, DM'd us, and they're voting.
Yeah.
If you want to win, you better follow us, retweet us.
You better go crazy.
Because as of right now, ever since Tecmo Bowl gets on that Twitter,
they rebound
and they're on it.
And you're right, Gus. Up until the Final Four, they were losing. So.
Yeah.
I think I still have your handheld one.
Yeah.
It's Electronic Football.
It's at my house, I swear. It's yours,
classic.
Too, I think, too.
Classic football, I think.
Dude,
anyway,
that's a great game.
Doesn't matter.
It's a phenomenal
Moving
game.
On.
Doesn't matter.
That's all we got. Brandon, I got to ask you. First, I took your BB in BB virginity.
You need BB in
Big Rod Bear and Basement Boys. Virginity. What do you think? How was it?
That sounds weird.
I'm kind of freaking out.
At
this point, I'm going to puke. Okay, wow. Okay.
That was way too weird. All right, we're done. No, hold on. I'm going to go Bears whiteboard real quick.
Yeah, Big God's got Bears whiteboard.
I think, you know, the USA soccer team, whether you hate what they stand for or like what they stand for, I'm just impressed that they are strong women. They stand for something. And that as a father with daughters, I think they are a good role model for a lot of women. Compared to all the freaking reality shows and shit like that.
Cheers
for women. So, hey, shout out to them.
Some strong women.
Like I said, whether you agree with them or disagree with them. Yeah. I don't agree with everything.
I love the fact I would rather watch the women's soccer cup over men's, because after they get hit or slide tackle, they don't roll around. And women, they're like, all right, let's go. They are the strongest women that can run for 90 plus minutes, because you know how many added extra time there is. Right. 100%. They are the strongest women in our country, and they kick ass every year. Awesome.
So one of the favorite teams I've ever in my entire life.
Also produced the best athletes in this country, for
sure. Yeah, but I'm older than you guys, but one of the favorite teams.
Dan, Brandon.
I will remember that team forever.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I mean, Rose Lavelle went to Wisconsin, too. Shout out to her.
Yeah. I saw that on
the UW Badgers. Couple goals.
Yeah, she was like their best, third best player, probably.
Rapinoe.
Alex Morgan and Rapinoe.
Yeah.
You know,
fellas, I tell you what, it's been, these are one of our, the two of our biggest fans.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah. Brett Morris is up there as well.
Yeah, Brett's got to make it to the man cave. Yeah. You guys got to tell him.
Brett and Doyle, maybe.
Africa.
Yeah, and Doyle. And Sunday, Sunday we will do
Sunday,
third team.
The, yeah, you guys got to third team Big Rod's, of the. Yeah. Big Rod's pulling out the old third team.
Yep.
On Sunday.
Yep. I'm excited to listen.
Yeah. No, and like I said, we were talking actually at softball Monday, because Brandon and I play in the old beer league softball. And we were talking like, yeah, Big Rod's coaching pretty damn good players. So it'll be, you guys should be interested to see what's up for next, for Sunday.
I'm excited. It was our pleasure.
All right. Thanks for having me. We'll see you guys Sunday.